Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Peter Krugel, CEO of Mast Energy Developments. Welcome back, Peter.
Hello, Phil. Hello, Kevin. Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely, yeah. So we've just seen news that the company's reported record high preliminary revenues of approximately £86,000 for September 2024 from its Pybridge 8.1 megawatt power generation asset, marking a significant increase compared to August's final revenue of £51,000, up 12% from an initial £46,000 after embedded benefits. The average revenue per megawatt for Q3 reached £22,000 with a gross profit margin of 56%. Pybridge outperformed market electricity sales prices by 49% in September. Additionally, MED receives a monthly capacity market payment of £25,000 and has submitted an application to maximise its 8.1 megawatt capacity contract. The refurbishment of Pybridge's 2.7 megawatt gensets is progressing well, positioning the company to further capitalise on the UK's need for flexible power generation as coal power is phased out. So obviously you must be pleased with these latest results, Peter. September's preliminary revenue of £86,000 marks a record high. What were the key drivers behind this significant jump, and do you anticipate similar trends in the coming months?
Yes, thank you, Phil. Thank you for that overview. And yes, I mean, all of this follows on the painstaking process that we've been going through and are still going through at the moment regarding the refurbishment of the site in each of the three 2.7 megawatt Yenbacker gensets. We've successfully completed the first refurbishment a few months ago. We're busy with the second, and the third will follow. And we can already clearly see the positive change in the performance of the site following that process of the first gen set. So in September, we're already sitting with record high revenues, which is in line with our expectations, September being one of the shoulder months of the year, being a seasonal opportunity for us to get enhanced revenue. The refurbished gen set is performing perfectly well. We've had no downtime thus far, which just further proves the refurbishment program is working. We're seeing very good efficiencies. We're seeing very good gross profit margins. So all in all, the site is generating cash. We expect that to improve as we complete the second and the third refurbishments as well.
Very good. So just more progress, really, Peter. And you know, what do you see the next steps in the Mast journey? What's going to be happening?
So, Kevin, I think, you know, and specifically because the UK is the first major development economy that has completely phased out coal generation electricity at the end of September, that makes the need for flexible generation, such as what Mast produces, even more important. So now that we've proven the business model with Pybridge, specifically on the funding side, being able to procure asset level finance in partnership with Riverford, you know, we plan to scale that model at pace. You know, so we want to reach our stated goal of 300 megawatts plus as soon as possible. And that's what we're working on at the moment over and above Pybridge, is to take the next step in that process and start building out the portfolio of megawatts in production.
So how do you feel in terms of the whole perspective of Mast compared to, let's say, 6 months ago? Where have you come from and where are you now?
We have certainly turned a corner, that's for sure. So we've had a lot of challenges the past while, but most of that's behind us now. I think the results from Pybridge is proof of that. I think in partnership with Riverford, we've really turned around the business, and it's only upward from here.
And this obviously is only still on one genset. So when the other gensets come online, do you anticipate that the revenues will correspondingly grow the same way as this one has?
Yes, absolutely. So, and that's one of the reasons why we show the average revenue per megawatt per month, you know, so that anyone looking at this can very easily extrapolate that. So we've got a very good idea of what the site, once fully in production, can achieve. And that's already been proven now with the first gen set. So the market is active, it's robust, the margins are there, the demand is there. We just need to fill it.
Great. So we look forward to October again. Seasonally, October should be a good month. So let's see how you get on. And we look out for any announcements in terms of bigger steps forward, because obviously at sort of 9 megawatts now, when once all those gen sets are sorted out, you've got to tenfold this business in the next year, which is what you're saying. And obviously you'll have a pretty dramatically different business by then, and you won't be valued at £600,000. You wouldn't imagine.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, short and sweet. But on that note, we'll see Peter Krugel, CEO of Mast Energy Developments. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Kevin. Look forward to the next update.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.